As we approach the end of the year, several bank accounts have once again lowered their interest rates, including UOB One, the UOB Stash accounts, Mari Bank, and Chocolate Finance. With so many cuts happening at the same time, you might be wondering, where's the best bank account to park my money? In this video, I'll walk you through 4 key categories to help you decide. First, we will look at the best high interest savings accounts for those who can meet the salary crediting requirements. After that, we will explore the best fast free options for people who are not drawing a regular salary. Then, we will also compare the top cash management accounts that offer greater flexibility and slightly higher returns. And finally, we will examine the best places to park our midterm savings for those who prefer locking in stable yields for a few years. As a bonus, I've also created a best savings account calculator that lets you compare everything instantly. You can find the link down below. Alright, let's start with the best high interest savings accounts first. These accounts are suitable for anyone earning a monthly salary. So let's begin by looking at the rates based on a $50,000 savings balance. So if you are able to credit at least $3,000 in salary, spend a minimum of $500 on the bank's credit card, and increase your average daily balance by at least $500 every month, the accounts that offers the highest interest is the OCBC 360. With all these criteria met, you will earn an interest rate of 2.05% per annum. As a bonus, if you don't already have an OCBC 360 account yet, if you sign up with my code and credit your salary, you will get to enjoy an additional 0.5% bonus interest on your salary amounts for the first 2 months. Next, after OCBC 360, the next best option is the DBS Multiplier account at 1.8% per annum. What makes this account particularly attractive is how it benefits couples. Because when both partners credit their salaries into one joint account, DBS will combine the total amounts, which can qualify you for higher transaction tiers and increase the bonus interest you earn on your individual multiplier accounts. Oh yeah, DBS is also running 2 promotions at the moment. The first one gives you a higher interest rate of up to 2.5% when you sign up for a new multiplier account, while the second promotion lets you earn $300 if you have not previously credited your salary to DBS Multiplier since 1st January and you start doing so today. Now, if these interest rates still look low to you, you can also check out the Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account. This account is extremely generous. If you can credit a $3,000 salary every month and invest $20,000 into eligible unit trusts or online equities, you qualify for an attractive 4.05% interest rate. And what makes this super appealing is that you only need to perform the investment buy action once, and you are not required to hold the investment. This means you could technically invest $20,000, sell it immediately, and this will still qualify you for the investment criteria for the next 6 months. On top of that, their current sign-up promotion is also quite attractive. All you need to do is open the Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account and Bonus Saver World Card, deposit $50,000, keep the funds there until the end of the next calendar month, and you will receive a free earbud worth $249. Next, moving on to the $100,000 savings range, the results are the same. If you can meet the same money criteria, the OCBC 360 account will again give you the highest interest at 2.45% per annum, followed by DBS Multiplier at 1.8% per annum. And if you are able to fulfill the $20,000 investment requirements, then the Standard Chartered Bonus Saver account will once again give you the highest return at 4.05% per annum. Lastly, for the 150k savings range, the UOB One account becomes the top performer, offering an interest rate of 2.15% per annum. But beyond the base interest, the UOB One account also has several promotions that can boost your effective return. For example, the UOB Season of Gold Savings promotion, which will allow you to earn up to $340 in cash, along with a chance to win a 20g gold bar. Plus, new customers can also receive an additional $260 in rewards. There's also the Tax Saver promotion, which gives you up to $600 in cash rebate. And finally, the Salary Plus promotion, which lets you earn up to $160 in cash when you pay your bills and credit your salary and dividends with UOB. However, even after stacking all these promotions together, the total effective return will still be lesser than the interest offered by Standard Chartered Bonus Saver accounts. Moving on, here are the best fast free accounts that don't require you to fulfill any salary crediting criteria. These options are ideal if you are a retiree, a freelancer, or even a stay-at-home tai-tai. For the $10,000 savings range, the best option is the SingLife account, which offers 1.5% interest on up to $10,000 of your balance. Now, although the SingLife account is technically not a bank account, but an insurance savings solution, it looks and smells like one. There's no lock-in period, you are free to deposit and withdraw at any time, and your funds are SDIC insured. So for most people, the experience is virtually identical to using a normal bank account. Then at the $50,000 savings range, the top choice is GSS Bank, which offers 1.38% interest per annum. But to earn this rate, you will need to place your funds inside the Boost accounts for a period of 1 or 3 or 8 or 12 months. If you withdraw before the selected tenure ends, your interest rate will revert to 1.08% instead. GSS is also running a year-end promotion where you will receive a $40 cashback for every $10,000 deposited into a savings or Boost pocket named Xmas. This is on top of a lucky draw with prizes including a $10,000 worth of Takashimaya shopping vouchers or a Culinary Mastercard priceless experience for two at Odette. But if you prefer not to lock in your money with GSS, the next best fast-free account is the Gold Savers account by Sing Finance. With $50,000 deposited, you earn 1.3% interest with no lock-in period and no criteria to meet. Alternatively, you may also want to consider the UOB Stash account. While it only pays a 1.17% interest for a $50,000 balance, its ongoing promotions can significantly increase your effective return. Next, at the $100,000 savings range, the UOB Stash account once again comes out ahead, giving a 1.51% interest per annum, followed by GSS Bank at 1.38%. And finally, for the 150k savings range, GSS Bank offers a 1.38% interest, with Gold Savers following behind at 1.23%. Moving on to the best cash management accounts, this category is suitable for those who don't have a fixed monthly salary but still wants to earn a reasonable return on their idle cash. Cash management accounts work by investing your money into low-risk instruments such as money market funds, bond funds, and sometimes even fixed deposits. The returns you receive come from these underlying instruments. Because of that, it is important to remember that these are investment products and not traditional bank accounts, so they do carry some risk. Therefore, you should only park your money here if you are comfortable with those risks. So here are the lowest risk options. I call them lowest risk because historically, these accounts have not really posted any negative returns. The only exception here is Chocolate Finance, which experienced a temporary drawdown of around negative 5% during the recent rate hike cycle. However, since Chocolate Finance commits to topping up the difference whenever the actual returns fall short of the indicated rate, it still functions very much like a low-risk option. So out of these platforms, Chocolate Finance offers the highest return at 2% on the first $20,000, followed by 1.8% on the next $30,000. After Chocolate Finance, the next two highest projected yields come from StashAway Simple and Safe Cash Plus Flexi, both offering around 1.8% to 1.9% projected yield. Projected means that while these platforms aim to achieve the stated yield, the actual return may differ depending on market conditions and the performance of the underlying funds. However, if you have not signed up to Longbridge yet, you may want to check out its welcome promotion. New users can enjoy a 5% interest booster along with free shares. Similarly, Webull is offering new users an interest booster of up to 3.5% for 180 days, plus free shares as part of its welcome reward. And if you use my link to sign up, you will also get an extra $30 worth of Apple shares. Next, if you prefer higher returns and are comfortable with higher volatility, then you can explore Endowus Cash Smart Enhanced and Cash Smart Ultra, StashAway Simple Plus, and UBAM Cash Plus Extra. These portfolios typically invest in slightly higher risk funds. This allows them to achieve returns in the range of 2% to above 3%. However, while the long-term trend is positive, they may experience short-term fluctuations. So they are more suitable if you can hold for a longer period, such as a few months or longer. Now, since most cash management platforms invest your money into funds, withdrawals usually take a few business days to process. However, there are two platforms that offer instant withdrawals up to a certain limit, and they are Murray Invest Safe Plus and Wise Interest. This can be useful if you want the flexibility to withdraw funds quickly. Although, note that instant withdrawals are not guaranteed at all times. So, on some occasions, you may still need to wait for a few days. Last but not least, here are the best places to park your midterm savings. These options allow you to lock in returns before yields drop further. For the safest options, you can consider government bonds and bank fixed deposits. These are either backed by the government or are SDIC insured, making the chances of losing money almost zero. My preferred option here is the Singapore Savings Bonds, since they allow you to lock in returns for up to 10 years while offering the flexibility to redeem your money anytime and receive it back the following month. Besides that, you can also check out fixed deposits. At the moment, the best FD rate is from the Bank of China, which is offering 1.4% interest for a 3-month lock-in period. But honestly, this rate is pretty meh. The same goes for Stash Away Simple Guaranteed and Safe Cash Plus Guaranteed. Personally, I feel that their rates are currently not attractive, especially when you can get better returns elsewhere, such as the Singapore Savings Bond. And lastly, there's Big Funder, which lets you invest in Australian real estate-backed loans. It is currently giving around 5.25% return per annum for investment periods between 6 to 18 months. The return is a lot higher than the previous options. However, higher returns always comes with higher risk. So before investing, make sure you fully understand how the platform works and the risks involved. To find out more about Big Funder, you can also check out my video here. So these are some of the best places that you can park your money in. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hopefully you found it useful. Like, share and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week.